How do you let go of something you don't know that you've got, that you can't understand that you're going to let go of, is an interesting instant illumination. How do you let go of something you don't know how to let go of? How do you let go of something you don't know how to let go of? How do you let go of something you don't know how to let go of? How do you let go? Anybody got an answer? How do you let go?
You concentrate on what on the now, on a likely.
How do you let go?
But don't let go. You think.
How do you let go?
Change my thoughts.
How do you let go?
Well, by living in the now.
Oh, how do you let go?
In the now, I
all is in divine order. You don't need to know what your problem is.
Okay.
You just say all is in divine order.
Yes, that gets rid of the. Problem.
That absolutely gets rid of the problem. I was talking with Sam this morning on the phone, and Sam has a wound that didn't want to heal as quickly as it should have. And so I said, Sam, you're holding on to something in the past, and you don't know what it is. So you just say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect, all is in divine order. I'm whole. You don't need to say what you're whole from and what you're perfect from and what is in divine order, but all is in divine order. And I said, you say that. And if you say that with all your heart and all your soul and all your being and just mean it, then whatever it is that you that caused this thing, whatever negative attitudes you had that brought this thing about, which you don't need to know, and I wouldn't pursue it, are gone. Why are they gone? Because you have spoken your word as a divine being saying,
all is in divine order.
All is in divine order. And there's nothing more to be said, nothing more to be done, nothing more to do, and it works.
Wow.
It works. All is in divine order. You see, but you can't say that most of the time because you're too close to the problem. You're sitting right on top of the broken leg. You're sitting right on top of the boil. You're sitting right on top of the wound that's festering, you know. And why is it festering? Why is it festering? Every time my sister walks in the room, I feel worse. You know, and I know she loves me, and I know she cares, and I know, but you see, my sister is thinking, you're a healer, and you teach healing, and you can't even heal yourself. Well, this is a farce. This is an absolute farce. Have you ever thought about that? You ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. And have you participated in that? And the answer is yes. Because I say to each one of you, my work is to teach you the art of healing. And if you have an illness, it doesn't mean you're stupid. It merely means you haven't applied it. So come to me and let's work on applying it. Come to me and tell me what your problem is. I don't want to know. I don't need to know. I don't need to experience it with you. But you need to let it go. And then you let it go. And what is your problem?
I
have a broken leg. That's your problem. And then you say,
all is in divine order.
Yeah. And what happens when you say that?
All is in divine order.
There is no broken leg. The healing is done. There is no healing to be done. It's done. All is in divine order.
Now,
can you believe that?
Yes.
No, because I keep saying to you, when you have a problem, come and talk to me if you can't handle it yourself. And you should be able to handle it because, I mean, we're teaching that very seriously here. But if you have a problem, come talk to me. I'll think that you're stupid, you're nuts, you're crazy, and you weren't listening every time I told you about it. But I forgive you. And I'll say, let's go at it again. Let's go again. You know? How does a child learn manners? By a parent expecting again and again and again that they'll do it. Now, we watched the show, The President's Daughter, and in the show, the President's Daughter was a very, very lovely girl, and she was a little sick and tired of having all the Secret Service men around her all the time, having no privacy and no way of, you know, but she didn't realize how serious her work was as the President's Daughter, because there's always someone out to put the president away or the president's family away, and they want to kill them, which is a stupid, stupid thing to do. But the thing is, that's the way it is. And you're born into that as the president's daughter. Well, aside from all of that, She was acting like a little snip and doing things that she really shouldn't have been doing. And she got her name in the paper and got her pictures in the paper, and people were wanting to take pictures of the president's daughter, you know, she's good news. And so she was thought to have had a relationship with a young man. And so then she came back home because she had to straighten things out and support her father's campaign. And her father said to her, "Sweetheart, I know the kind of girl you are, and I'm really not worried about you. Dad, I didn't do that." He says, "Thank you for telling me, but I know that. I knew that you didn't do that. But I had to get you out of that hornet's nest. But the thing is, I believe in you. I know," and I mean, it was the nicest thing he said in the whole show.
Yeah.
"I believe in you." Otherwise, he was working on his campaign for being president again. Well, you see, that the father believed in her made all the difference in the world to her, because then she could go on being his daughter and being the president's daughter as long as it had to be. And that was a very good point. Now, you see, she let go of the past, and she realized who this guy was that she fell in love with. And there was no way that they could have a relationship because of his position and her position. I mean, they were like, she was a princess and he was a pauper. You know, not really, but you know, there's no way for the relationship. So, but she came to take it and realize it. And she was able to let the past go and then be the glorious being that she was and really be an asset to her father's career, as showing the world what a marvelous daughter he raised, with what beautiful values he raised her, and all that sort of good stuff. See, so when you let go of the past, the beautiful present, which was always there, stands forth in wholeness and magnificent. And when you say all is in divine order, then everything is in divine order. Then the girl said of the boy, she says, "Dad, I don't want anything bad to happen to him because he did everything right. He just loved me and I loved him." You know, at least I think he did. And that was noble of her. But it was also juxtapositioning the situation where the past is past. And now both of them march forward into a future which was their real dream. And you too, when you can let go of the past by saying all is in divine order, and you don't have to know the details of it. Of course, for the movie, we had to know the details because that's the way the show went. But you didn't need to. In life, you don't get to know all those details. You just have to say all is in divine order and let it go and let it be. And when you do, then it is. I love you.
I love you.
Eternally.
I love you. Thank you.